Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our callers. Right now, we were hoping to have Mr. Ian Murphy on with us. Ian Murray, and Ian Murray is with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he talks on oil. But it looks like Mr. Murray isn't going to be with us, and so we're just going to have to improvise, and we'll have open lines. But I think it's well worthwhile talking about this whole idea of peak oil. Now, how many times have you heard, we're running out of oil, the earth is running out of oil, are there no more dinosaurs? And that's why, of course, we're running out of oil. That's what they were telling us back in 1973, when, of course, we had the oil crisis there, and the oil crisis was totally contrived. Our administration, the Nixon administration, suggested to Saudi Arabia that they raise the price of oil, and by so doing, of course, the oil companies made out like bandits, and they created an artificial shortage, and they tried to convince us at that time we were running out of oil. Now, why would they do something like that? Well, you have to remember that it was 1972, just the year before the great oil crisis, that the Club of Rome had come out with a book called The Limits of Growth. And the purpose of that book was to convince people that we were running out of natural resources, we were running out of water, we were running out of oil, we were running out of all the things that made an industrialized society work. And besides that, there were too many people in the world, and we were going to have a wrenching transformation of society. At least that's the term that Al Gore was to use somewhat later. And so it was that later in 1972, why the first Earth Summit meeting was held. Maurice Strong, who was a multi-billionaire by the time he was in his 30s, certainly very, very closely related to the Rockefellers and to this whole world occult movement that we speak of so often. Maurice Strong headed the first Earth Summit meeting. Didn't get much in the way of play then, but the following year they came out with a phony story. The world was running out of oil, and they pushed the price up, and you remember we had those long lines of the gasolines, and it was all contrived. And before very long, of course, what happened with the high price of oil, why then, of course, they began opening up some of the oil wells here, and there was new oil drilling and new natural gas drilling, and suddenly the world was awash with oil, and the price fell, and they dropped the price specifically so that they could force these newcomers, these upstarts who were coming into the market trying to make an honest dollar, force them out of business. And that's what they did. They bankrupted a lot of them because they dropped the price of oil so low that the people who'd come into the business couldn't compete. And that's how the Seven Sisters work in concert with OPEC. Now, OPEC is an oil cartel. Cartels are illegal, except, of course, we never do anything about the oil cartel because it interlocks with the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who really run the world, the occult hierarchy that we talk of. And then there are the Seven Sisters, Exxon and Esso and Mobil and Chevron and Shell and British Petroleum. And they all interlock with the Rockefeller Holdings and the holding of the international financiers who have been so richly rewarded for giving their souls to the dark side. And when you understand that, you can begin to understand what's really going on behind the scenes. There are a lot of people who will tell you, oh, it's the Zionist bankers. The only trouble is a lot of these people aren't Jewish. So how do you explain that? Well, they'll always come up with another explanation. We're dealing with a satanic conspiracy. Powerful forces working behind the scenes, dedicated to a new world order and a new world religion. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and this we'd hope to have for this hour, Mr. Ian Murray from the Competitive Enterprise Institute back in Washington, D.C., and we were going to be talking about the phony oil crisis, and of course, yes, there is an oil crisis today. There's no question that they knocked out a number of the oil rigs with Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita. But did you ever wonder why so many of our oil rigs were there in the Gulf where they were so susceptible to damage from hurricanes, which are not infrequent? Have you ever wondered why so many of our refineries are in that area and why we haven't built an oil refinery in the United States for 30 years? Have you ever wondered why the price of natural gas is going to be going up so high this winter? And for the people on the West Coast, and the price of heating oil will be really staggering for the people on the East Coast? Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is all contrived. It is contrived in the same manner that they created an energy crisis in the year 2000. Do you remember the energy crisis? And it was all brought about because they sold the people of the state of California and a few other states that the price of electricity was too high. What we needed to do was to deregulate electricity so we could bring competition in and drive the prices down. Now, the real purpose was, of course, to raise the price of electricity, but you couldn't tell the people that. They wouldn't have gone along with it. The legislature, in fact, many of the good people in the state legislature, in fact, every member of the state legislature, whether they be Republican or Democrat, voted for deregulation of electricity that was designed to raise electricity rates. But the people didn't understand that. Well, that's exactly what's happened with our oil policy. And when we get back and I bring our other stations on board with us, well, I'm going to tell you the incredible story of the so-called Hubert's Peak. Hubert's Peak was the peak in oil production that was produced by Dr. King Hubert back in 1957, 1958, somewhere there, where this gentleman had worked for Shell Oil Company in their laboratory in Houston, Texas, and he predicted that world oil production and natural gas production, at least I should say U.S. oil production and natural gas production, would peak in between 1965 and 1969, and it did peak in 1971 and has been falling ever since then. Both oil and natural gas. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to be talking about the oil crisis, why the price of natural gas is going to continue rising, why the price of heating oil and diesel and other fuels are going to continue rising. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call. Since we don't have a guest and we simply are going to be talking on a subject which we're going to be talking in anyway, except we were going to have a guest who was going to give you all the background of information. So you're just going to have to hear me unless we get a call from you at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please try to sort of keep your attention or your focus of your attention on the energy crisis which we're telling about. And I was describing something known as Hubert's Peak. Now, Dr. L. King, or M. King Hubert, worked for the Shell Oil Company. He worked at the Shell Oil Company lab in Houston, Texas. And he, of course, analyzed Shell Oil's figures and then the reserve figures of all the other companies that create and develop oil here in the United States. And he announced, and this was about 1956, that American oil production would peak between 1965 and 1970. Well, he was a year off. Oil production in the United States peaked in 1971. And that same year, natural gas production in the United States peaked, and it has fallen every year since then. So, and of course, you have to sort of wonder how Dr. Hubert knew exactly what was going to happen. Furthermore, there's another gentleman who worked for the Shell Oil Company, and he actually had anticipated that world oil production now. Hubert was talking about U.S. oil production would peak in 1971, which it did. And, of course, this other gentleman, I think his name was Davis, and he worked for the Shell Oil Company. Then he became a professor at one of our large universities. And he has come out and said that world oil production will peak, and the prediction was initially sometime between 2004 and 2008, but more recently he said world oil production would peak in the latter part of the year 2005 or in 2006. Well, that's just where we are now. And he is suggesting that world oil production will peak and begin to fall. And with that will come disastrous consequences, because we use oil not only to fuel our cars and our trucks and our diesel locomotives and our farm machinery and our airplanes, but we use it in plastics. We use it in asphalt. We use it in our detergents and our drugs and our paints and you know, just about everything else imaginable. When you see how much in the way of petroleum products we utilize, why, the thought that we're running out of petroleum products is a frightening thing, because it would lead to the destruction of Western civilization as we know it. And now we find China and India coming online and using more and more in the way of oil. Now, today, throughout the world, there are about 80 million barrels of oil that are produced every day, of which the United States uses 20 million barrels, about a quarter of the oil that's produced in the world. The United States, with 5% of the world's population, uses 20% of all the oil that's consumed in the world. Europe, which of course takes in the European Union, but outside of Russia, uses about 16 million barrels of oil. China uses 5 million barrels of oil, but her demand is increasing and increasing rapidly as China moves from being a third world nation into being a second world nation, and soon to become the largest producing nation of the world, thanks to the policies of your government, which seems so intent upon building up the best enemy money could buy. So, there is then a drive for more oil, and we're told that there really is a shortage of oil, and this is the reason that the price of oil has gone up, and especially with Hurricane Katrina and then Hurricane Rita. But the truth of the matter is that the price of oil was rising, and it was about $2.60. You know, it was about $1.50 a year ago. It was up to about $2.50 or $2.60 before Hurricane Katrina hit, and it was just very, very convenient for the people who wanted to drive up the price of oil that Hurricane Katrina did hit, because now they could justify getting oil up to $70 a barrel, and of course at the pump, for you and I, to about well over $3 a barrel. It slacked off a little bit, and they told us, oh, it's going to come down in the future, but I've got news for you. Unless we do the right things, it's not going to come down. It's going to rise, because there is an agenda. They really want to get us out of our cars. They really want to lower our living standards. They really want to impoverish the American people, because, well, the agenda is written, and if you haven't read it, it's in the Earth Charter, and you can get that going up on the internet, and just type in at Google Earth Charter and note point number 10, where they advocate redistributing the wealth within nations and between nations. Now, what is the Earth Charter? It is an occult plan for the new demonic world that we're moving into. It was written by Mikhail Gorbachev, who's deeply involved in the occult. His wife has been over to visit Sai Baba many times. Marie Strong, who, of course, his wife was a witch, and he has had a gigantic center, about 200,000 acres, known as La Baca Grande in Colorado, where occultists came from all over the world, and people like Henry Kissinger and Robert McNamara, at least according to an article in West Magazine, they would go there. And these people are all involved in the occult, and until you understand that, you can't understand anything that's going on in the world today. And then, of course, Stephen Rockefeller and the Rockefeller family has been involved with occult activities, and that's why they are by far the richest family in America, in total contrast to what you're told by the controlled media, which would try to convince you that Bill Gates and certainly Warren Buffett are the richest men in America, and believe me, they are pikers compared with the wealth controlled by the Rockefellers, and that is why the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller and attributed to Mikhail Gorbachev and to Marie Strong, although they weren't the real architects of this, but they claim it. And of course, this is to be the new commandments of the world. That's what they say. Strong and Gorbachev both say the Earth Charter is the new Ten Commandments, and point number 10 of the new Ten Commandments points out that we will redistribute the wealth within nations, which is what communism is all about. That's why Gorbachev would want that. But then redistribute wealth between nations. What they're doing is talking about redistributing your wealth. And so to do that, they're going to have to, of course, have us simply lower our living standards, ship our jobs, our factories, our wealth overseas, and that's exactly what we're in the process of doing today. And that's why the price of oil is not going to come down. Now, how was it that Dr. King knew, Dr. King Hubert knew back in 1956, that oil production in the United States would peak in 1971? Was it because we had limited reserves? And the answer is absolutely not. It is because the oil companies financed the environmental movement, which, number one, blocked the development of nuclear energy here. The other country, places like France, get 80% of their electricity from nuclear using American technology. And, of course, Japan gets, I think, 40 or 50% of its electricity from nuclear energy, and everybody throughout the world is using nuclear energy except the United States. Why don't we use it? Because the oil companies don't want us to use it. They wanted to create a crisis at this time in history. And so the oil companies and the great corporations and the Brotherhood of Darkness and the foundations and the government financed the environmental movement. And as you've heard me say many times in the past, the power in the environmental movement has never been their own power. It has always been that of the people who control the media and the great corporations and the great tax-exempt foundations and the government. And that is why a few long-haired environmentalists have had such a tremendous impact here, and they have blocked the development of nuclear energy. They have blocked for 30 years the development of any new refineries here in the United States, any oil refineries. We have only about half as many as we had 30 years ago. Do you think that happened by accident? Here in California, they blocked for 30 years the development of any new electricity generating plants, and then when they allowed them in, what do you think that they used as a fuel? Why, natural gas. And so they use up the natural gas supply to generate electricity, which we have to be able to survive. And that, of course, has created artificial shortages, and the price of natural gas here in California has gone from about $3 a million cubic feet or 1,000 cubic feet or whatever the medium is, up to over, at the present time, $14. So it's increased almost... about five times what it was. And it didn't happen by accident. It was planned that way. And they have basically stopped drilling for natural gas. The environmentalists screamed and yelled, and we began capping our oil wells in the late 1960s here. And they were forced by government decree to cap producing oil wells. You're not going to hear that, but in Oklahoma and in Montana and Idaho and all across this country, and we're going to put together a four-tape set with a series of experts we've had, and they're going to tell you this whole incredible story of how we have artificially created this oil shortage, and they did the same thing with natural gas. For instance, up in Alaska, a place called Gull Island, there are oil and natural gas reserves there. And today, in Alaska, they pump 1 billion cubic feet of natural gas back into the ground. They're not allowed to vent it. And so they have, I think, 45 Boeing 747 engines. They use that to pump the natural gas down back into the ground. They could, of course, bring it out, but they're not doing that. They could put the oil pipeline in right along the course of the other pipeline. It would take them 6 months. We could have all the natural gas we wanted. But instead of they're pumping it back into the ground. Why? Why, when you have shortages, why you can create higher prices. And you can limit the availability of people, lower their living standards. They know exactly what they're doing.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on the subject, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'm going, of course, into the background of the current energy crisis that we face. And, of course, it's all manufactured. They have capped the oil wells here in the United States. They have capped many of the natural gas wells in the United States, and you're going to be reading in the newspaper, oh, they're trying to drill all the time, but of course they get these new gas wells in, and they only produce for maybe 6 months or 8 months, and then the production falls off. Oh, we're running out of natural gas. And I simply pointed out what Lindsay Williams has said to me, and I believe him because I've actually checked the story with a high official at British Petroleum, who said, I remember back in 1976 when they hit this well up there off Gull Island, that you're talking about a whole ocean of oil up there, 40 miles in either direction, or at least one direction from Gull Island. Every place they put down a well, why, of course, they hit oil. And massive amounts of course, the billion cubic feet of natural gas we are talking about, that's what they're coming out of Prudhoe Bay and the other areas that they have up there. But there's so much more oil, not only off Gull Island, but just to the west of that. And, of course, all throughout that whole area of Alaska. But we're not going after it. They do not want to go after it because they want the shortages. And when you have a shortage, you can get the people, of course, to pay more money. And until you understand how they have used the environmental movement to block the development of oil, to block the development of natural gas, to block the development of nuclear energy here, because they want, of course, the shortages. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. And then, of course, comes Katrina. Now, apparently, you know, something like somewhere between 15 and 25% of our natural gas production comes from those oil wells down there in the Gulf. They're allowed to drill oil off the Gulf, but, of course, we're not allowed to drill, you know, in so many areas in this country where there are proven oil reserves. They just will not allow you to do it. You're not allowed to drill on government land. And, of course, the government owns half of the land, you know, west of the Mississippi. So large areas of this country are off limits. And many of the oil wells that are producing and can produce simply are not being allowed to produce. And then, of course, there is the other story. And that is the story of where does oil come from. And that, to me, is one of the most fascinating parts of this story as I began to research it. And I'm sure that most of our listeners have not heard of Thomas Gold, but they certainly should hear about him. You'll certainly want to get our 4-tape set on oil, which we'll be putting together very, very soon. But Thomas Gold was an astronomer, an astrophysicist, and, of course, he was at Cornell University for many years. And he noticed that many of the other planets had a methane atmosphere. And he hypothesized that that the Earth, before it was ever formed, had a methane center or core, and that somehow the rocks got centered around the methane. But at the very core of our Earth is vast quantities of methane. And that, of course, was created, actually turned into oil and into coal. Now, he points out that this is an abiogenic theory. The biogenic theory of oil is, oh my goodness, there were all sorts of dinosaurs that died, or fish that died, or algae that died, and when they died, of course, they just created all this oil. But because when you analyze the oil, you find that there is evidence that it had a biogenic origin. But of course, according to Dr. Gold, he looked at what was going on, and he said, you know, you have elements that suggest that there's a biogenic origin, but how do you know that there aren't bacteria very deep down in the earth that are actually living on the methane and actually producing? Of course, there's some people who believe that they actually produce the oil, and I rather lean in that direction. These methane producing or methane ingesting, feeding bacteria are actually producing the oil. There are many responsible people who feel that. Certainly Thomas Gold did not. He just thought that they were down there feasting on this. They got into the oil. They were able to live because they were able to get oxygen out of the rocks. And if you had ferrous sulfate or anything else down there that had an oxygen molecule in it, well, the bacteria were able to break down the rock, get the oxygen, feast on the methane, and then, of course, create the oil that gradually seeped up to the surface. We're going to be back when we get back here. We have Linda calling from Grants Pass, and we'll welcome your call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
tape set on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. Or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dr. Gold set out to prove his theory. He got them actually to do drilling. They found that there were bacteria, you know, down, you know, many kilometers into the ground. And actually, the Russians have, today we find out the Russians have mammoth supplies of natural gas and oil. How are they getting it? Why, they're drilling down into the deep hot biosphere that Thomas Gold wrote about in his book, The Deep Hot Biosphere. And they're going down 40,000 feet. You're talking about, what, 7 miles. And they're getting into vast pools of oil down there. And vast amounts of natural gas, which, of course, they're building pipelines into Europe to make them dependent on the Russians. And we, certainly these would be available anywhere in the world. But we're specifically not trying to get the oil. There is too much oil in the world. The world is awash with oil, and if we were allowed, they're ready to do the drilling right here in the United States. Why, there we'd get gasoline down probably to 50 cents a gallon. Could you imagine what would happen to Exxon or Esso's or Mobil or Chevron's profits if we did that? So that's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen. And if you'd like to get our four-tape set, it will be made very, very soon. But we go into a lot of the things we're talking about here with experts. And you'll hear the story of Gull Island. You'll hear, of course, Mr. Deathridge and some of the other experts we've talked about. What's really going on is one of the greatest scams of all time. And the fact that you're not hearing about Thomas Gold and the deep hot biosphere, and the fact that there is an abiogenic theory as far as the origin of oil, and that it is being produced in the depths of the earth and constantly welling up, and that's why many oil fields that have been pumped dry are suddenly filling up again. But you're not hearing about that. Let's go to Linda, calling us from Grants Pass, Oregon. Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Doctor.
Are you listening on shortwave or the Internet?
Internet.
Okay, wonderful.
I don't get anything up here except Rush Limbaugh.
All right.
You know, on the radio. I am so delighted to hear you talking about this peak oil thing. This is something that is, this is one of my litmus tests on evaluating a source. If they just say that if they promote peak oil as legitimate, I automatically know that they're a globalist, working for a globalist. The other litmus test is that 9/11 was done by Osama bin Laden and his 19 L's, and I don't agree there. But with the oil company, I mean, it is so people need to take a look at what the oil companies do, not what they say. They have been promoting the for us to use as much oil as possible because the you know, that's where they make their money. There is no shortage, but there is an overabundance of competition of companies, or you know, countries, companies, everything competing for our oil dollar, such as it is. And example, I firmly believe that we are in Iraq. Why it was necessary to invade Iraq was to cut off the knees of the competition.
Well, and of course, not only that, but you see, we're told that we went into Iraq because we wanted to get their oil so that the price of oil wouldn't go up. And we went into Iraq, and sure enough, the price of oil went up. Well, it wasn't supposed to. We were supposed to be going in there to secure the oil. But what we did, of course, when we went in, as you know, we did everything we could to destabilize the country. Instead of utilizing the infrastructure that was there, that had worked, and most of it was not dedicated or loyal to Saddam Hussein. There only a few people were. He maintained his power by simply killing and torturing to death anyone who spoke out against him. And incidentally, we had backed him all during the 1980s, this terribly wicked man, and nobody ever says we ought to punish the people who backed Saddam Hussein. Shouldn't we punish the people who backed Adolf Hitler? But we didn't, and we don't punish the people who backed Saddam Hussein. But then, of course, when we got in, we disbanded the Iraqi army, and we disbanded the Iraqi police force, and we disbanded the Iraqi civil service, and then we said, oh, look, shucks, look, there's all sorts of violence here, and they keep blowing up the pipelines, and now there's a shortage of oil. I thought we went in so there'd be plenty of oil. But that's not why we went in at all. We went in to create a shortage of oil. And when you understand that, everything makes sense.
Yeah, well, the Bush bunch couldn't control the sale of oil of their competitor. You know, I mean, this is strictly business, just business. There's nothing about ideology in here, nothing out like that, as far as good and evil Muslim Christian nation.
Well, of course, and we're doing everything we can to inflame the Islamic radicals. There was no Islamic radical movement until we created it, really back in the 1980s, when we financed this whole Islamic movement in the war against against the Soviets in Afghanistan. And people have forgotten this Shah of Iran was our friend, and we dumped him, and we brought in the radical Islamic people under the Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran, and then we precipitated the war in Afghanistan with the Soviets, and then we backed these Mujahideen we recruited throughout the world, and we gave them Qurans, and we told them how wonderful it was to die for Allah, and we trained the young people in Afghanistan with textbooks produced here in the United States in Arabic, telling them how wonderful it was to die for Allah. We created the whole Islamic terrorist movement. And now we're saying, gee, look at that. Looky there. Oh, look at all these terrible radicals. Where did they get these ideas? They got them from us. We created the movement, and now we're going to have to kill them. And people find it so difficult to believe that anything could be that diabolical. But if anybody out in our listening audience doubts that we were training these young people in the Taliban, many of them became the Taliban, who we killed in the, when we invaded. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a copy of the Washington Post article entitled The ABCs of Jihad, How We Created This Radical Islamic Movement among the youth of Afghanistan, who then became the Taliban.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anything else you wanted to say there, Linda?
Not really. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much. And I think that it's so important that people begin to look behind the obvious and look behind what you're going to hear from Rush Limbaugh.
I don't turn him on.
Well, I enjoy him. I really do. I think he is brilliant. I think he's the finest conservative money could buy.
Yes.
God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. Oh, let's go to Ben, who's calling from Salinas. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. Mike, I'm listening with great diligence to the way you're describing the control of the oil industry, since we do have an oil administration, the control they're having over our government and our very lives. And my question is this: I'm also a believer in the good Lord, but how come so many right-wing Christians, as many are and some are not, but they profess to be, why do they so blindly support the wrong side of the present administration? And not just to blame George Bush, because he's not doing it by himself, sir.
Well, I think that there is a spiritual blindness there. I think that the trouble is that most Christians follow their leaders, and their leaders are telling you how wonderful the Bush administration is. That, after all, aren't they pro-life, and they're going to stop, Roe versus Wade, and we'd all like to see that happen. But unfortunately, they've been in office six years now, and nothing has happened. They were going to stop partial birth abortion, which is a terrible thing, but they passed the legislation. And then the Supreme Court, or one of the federal courts, came along and said, you can't do it, you can't stop it, it's going to continue to be legal. And what have they done? It's all rhetoric over reality. And we feel so good that something's happening, but we haven't saved one child's life since the Bush administration came to power in the year 2000. Oh, they took away money, $36 million from a United Nations agency that was pushing abortion. That's true. They took it away from one agency and they gave it to another UN agency that was pushing abortion. But it's all a matter of symbolism over substance.
And in the wrongful side of the authority process going on, and listening to Mr. Bush's address from the Rose Garden this morning, are you not concerned, sir, that he's talking about the possibility of an avian flu and using military troops to quarantine United States citizens? Is that not against posse comitatus?
Well, but you see, he doesn't believe in posse comitatus.
Why do they support him then?
Because there's nobody telling him the truth, and that's why I do what I do, Ben. That's why you call into radio programs to try to get people to think.
Yes, sir.
The Christians of this country, we are the vast majority of the people.
Yes,
I mean, between 40% evangelicals and 20% Catholics,
yep,
we should be able to take America back. But you see, if nobody tells the people that are being lied to, it's been said it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is, if it's said often enough and convincingly enough, people will believe, and that's really what's going on.
Well, our duty, I think, is to stop in the 2006, and considering we can inspect rocks on Mars, we must defend ourselves against this flawed voting process, these touchscreen screens and all that. We have to get an intelligent voting process that gives us the person we elected. Like right now, we should be addressing President Gore.
Either that or President Kerry.
The one who actually flew in help and was stopped by FEMA. This man is my president, sir.
Well,
the one we elected.
I'm not sure I like either one of them, but thank you so much for calling, Ben.
God bless you.
God bless. And let's go, of course, to this is Nancy and Marina. Hi, Nancy. How are you? Nancy, are you there? Or is this Darren in Seaside?
This is Darren. Okay, I was supposed to be the second caller. How
all
are
right,
you
fine. I'm doing just fine, thank you.
All right, just calling from Seaside, actually.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say, I don't want to be all long-winded, but the Bush administration, I believe, is very evil. and people that they don't see it. And he doesn't even pay attention to what's really going on. Just like you said today, this morning, I don't pay attention to the polls. I got a country to run, but he's not running the country. He's almost like a little Hitler. I don't want to, you know, call him something and you know, have to deal with all that. But he's not on the righteous side of what God's trying to do. And that's what I believe. And that's what I think people are blind to. They just want to see this little president run around and do what he wants to do. And he's doing exactly what he wants to do. And it's like, it's illegal to even talk about him. So that's all I wanted to say.
All right, Darren, let me just say one thing, and that is that George Bush is a figurehead for the Brotherhood of Darkness. They put him there, they control him, and you don't even really, I mean, most people don't even understand the part that Henry Kissinger and certainly Scowcroft and certainly Cheney and the people from the Council on Foreign Relations who rule the country play in directing what our president does. And if you don't believe, and I know that you probably know this, but many of our listeners don't, we have a speech anybody would like to see. It was given by Wolfenson, who just retired from the World Bank, at David Rockefeller's 90th birthday. And he's addressing the Council on Foreign Relations, and he said, where would the world be if people like us weren't running it? Where would the world be if people like us weren't running it? See, it really doesn't matter whether you got a Democrat or Republican in the White House. They control both sides of the political spectrum. And they play one against the other, and they manipulate us. The liberal against conservative, Republican against Democrat, right against left. But the real goal, of course, is the destruction of freedom and the destruction of Christianity. But anything else you want to say before we let you go, Darren?
Yeah, you know what, man, and you're exactly right. They play one against the other. They're drowning in their own creation. It's a bunch of crap. They sit here, they call us, you know, Christians, Muslims, and all that stuff. Look, we are followers of God, Jesus. He died for us, straight up. But he doesn't, Bush, he sits there and he laughs on TV and he smirks and he smiles and he makes these little jokes. And he's tough. He thinks he's tough. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm looking at this man on TV and his whole administration. They're all little puppets. They're running around. And he's being controlled by, like you said, a committee also.
All right. I think it's so important people to understand. He is simply a figurehead.
Yeah, that's all he is. He's a little puppet.
God,
because, you know, he belongs to the Skulls anyway. The Skulls, that fraternity that they graduate from when they end there, they do all the little crazy stuff.
Well, but don't remember that John Kerry came from Skull and Bones, too.
The same thing. So it's all, and you're exactly right. It doesn't, they don't understand. How are you going to be a Democrat and have $500 million?
Not a very good Democrat.
It doesn't make sense.
Well,
you're
always
playing the same game.
John Kerry knows how to marry well. He always marries into money.
Yes, sir. Yes, God
bless. Bye-bye. Well, let's go to Nancy calling from Marina, very, very patiently waiting on the line. Hi. How are you doing, Nancy?
Hello, Dr. Stan. Yes, I just wanted to bring up something about there's a little car that the Volkswagen company had come up with a few years back. Actually, they're still manufacturing it, but it was disallowed importation into the United States. And it turns out that it gets very, very good mileage. And this kind of could connect somewhat, I guess, to what you said about they want us to use up all the oil, so they just really like the fact that people are driving SUVs.
Sure.
But this little car actually was, at one point when they first made the car, it was getting close to 100 miles per gallon on the freeway.
I remember one of my friends had one of those. Nice little car.
Yeah, it's called a Lupo.
Right. But, yes, of course, they don't want that. They want you to be forced to use a lot of gasoline. Mm-hmm. If you're foolish enough to have an SUV now, and I love SUVs, but I couldn't afford to.
Yes.
I went out. I have an old the Suburban. Cost me $94 to fill up the tank the other day. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do much driving around with prices like that.
That's so true.
And of course, but you have to understand it's all a scam, Nancy. If what we really need to do, and I'm sorry you haven't heard my interviews with Mr. Deathridge, who's really working for many of the people, the truckers and for the farmers,
mm-hmm.
if they could put a price support of about $24 a barrel under oil, then all the competition could come on board. But you see, without a price support, what's going to happen, if they come into the market again, they'll drop the price down to $10 a barrel and bankrupt them all. That's what they've done time and time again. That's why we need a price support right now, about $25 a barrel, so that we can get the price down to $25 a barrel. not to keep the price up where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And that the last thing that the oil cartel wants, but of course they interlock with the Brotherhood of Darkness, and after all, we know that the president and the president's father are deeply involved with the Saudis.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I
okay. Anyway, God bless you.
All right,
just try to get all those people over there in Marina to listen to our program, will you?
All right, I sure will.
And did you enjoy Joan last night?
I heard part of it, not the whole thing.
All right, fine.
Yes, I did.
Good night. Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. I hope you enjoyed it. But hey, if you want to get our four takes out on oil, we're going to be making it very soon. We've got the interviews. We just need, we're going to have to get Ian Murray, who was supposed to be on with us today, and he's the last guest. And it's the most incredible revelation about this whole incredible scam. They do it over and over again. You'd think we'd learn.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable. Through regular sources, call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time I really need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we really depend on those of you who believe in what we're doing and trying to get the truth out to help us. And so if you believe that we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield, and you're in a position to help us, and I know some people are not, oh, why, of course, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And for people who are able to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, why, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us get the truth out across America. Now, we've got a great new DVD and or video, and it's called Planned Population Destruction, and we just got a letter today from a fellow that's seen it. It's only been out a couple of weeks. I only got it last week to see it myself, but it's really very professionally done. It was done by the Prophecy Club, and so it's about 2.5 hours, and we've got a lot of documentation there, And it's easy to listen to, and I promise you, you'll never look at the world quite the same way after seeing Planned Population Reduction. And you can get either the DVD or the video. And then, of course, if you haven't seen my video, The Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, you need to watch it. If you haven't seen Iraq, The Untold Story, which really goes into the background of why we're in Iraq. In fact, it goes into the background of all the wars of the last century and gives you all sorts of documents about how we financed Adolf Hitler. Oh, you thought that Adolf Hitler was the enemy. No, you must understand. We created the best enemy money could buy. He was a wicked and evil man. But he was backed by people in this country and by the great American corporations. You'll actually see a copy of a letter that Ambassador Dodd sent to Colonel House in 1936, saying, why are the 100 American corporations here in Germany building up the war-making capacity of the Germans? We just got through with the war. Nobody wants another war. Why are they building up the German war-making facilities when there's no profit to be made because they can't get a profit out of the countries? Do the people back at home understand what's happening? And the people back at home didn't understand what's happening any more than they understand today as we're building up the war-making capacity of communist China in preparation for the next coming war. Only I fear that this next war will have much more of an impact on America than the last world war we were in. And I think we're heading towards World War III because behind everything are powerful spiritual forces which in many instances are blinding men. In other instances, are guiding men. To understand what's really happening, you need to get the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. Either the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour versions. You'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. They sold their souls for rock and roll. The DVDs or videos, Megiddo 1 or Megiddo 2, and they just give you the whole background of what's really going on from a spiritual point of view and a historical point of view. And I have a little part to play in the Megiddo 2, where we talk about the Georgia Guidestones, where we talk about Madame Blavatsky, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, the founder of the modern New Age movement. And, of course, she was deeply involved in Masonry. You need to get the four-tape set on Masonry. We have 2 4-tape sets on Masonry, and then we have a 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley. And then we have the book Blood on the Altar, the story of Aleister Crowley, the founder of the OTO, one of the most influential men in America today, despite the fact that he died almost half a century ago. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Please remember, we are having an all-day conference on the 19th of November at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Lunch will be served. You're going to have a reservation. Hope you can make it. And then please tell your friends about our programs. We do carry the Berkey products, and if you have another emergency, you want to be able to get drinkable water, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty.